This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcourt.
Longtime local band 6 Foot Johnson is offering a free show on June 3rd to the community to celebrate their 20th anniversary. The members of 6 Foot Johnson have been playing together since June 2003 and wanted to give something back to the community to commemorate the milestone. I spoke with the band about the upcoming show and how to keep a creative relationship successful after so many years.
No point in not taking chances. No point in risking less. No way to predict the future or knowing now.
Please introduce yourself. I guess I'll go around in a circle, and if you like, let me know what you play.
My name's Dave Murray, and I play lead guitar with 6 Foot Johnson.
I'm Garden, and I play drums.
I'm Dana, Danver Johnson, and I play harmonica, sing, and rhythm guitar.
And I'm Greg Osoba. I play bass and sing a little bit here and there and backup vocals.
Okay, so first off, I have to ask, how did you come up with the name?
That's why I mentioned 6 Foot Johnson, because it's sort of a nickname. That I'm Danver Johnson. It just had a good ring to it. 6 Foot Johnson.
Now, anyone can answer this, or multiple of you guys if you wish, but I wanted to ask, what influences or inspires your band's style and or genre?
I think that because we play mostly original music, there are three of us who contribute to the songwriting, and I like to describe our music as West Coast surf with a whole mix of other influences. We are big followers of the Grateful Dead. We enjoy lots of other influences as well. But that kind of West Coast pop and groove-oriented waves, ocean, mountains, air, and our own relationships with the people we care about.
So, I understand you've all been playing together for a long time.
20 years.
20 years, which is a huge achievement. Tell me about the upcoming event you have planned to celebrate this milestone.
Well, we rented the Gorge Hall because 20 years ago on the June 4th weekend, my birthday, Saturday, I was 35. I rented the Gorge Hall, and this is Garden, and I set up a bunch of instruments and invited everyone on the island to come and jam for my 35th birthday. And out of those jams, I met the guys that became 6 Foot Johnson. And I said, wow, we should keep playing. Like, this is good music. And the band grew from that night. So I thought it would come full circle to rent the Gorge Hall 20 years later, set up the gear, and play music with the same guys again.
And the thing is that it's a celebration, but we're doing it as a gift to the community. It's a 20-year anniversary, and we are doing the show for free because it's a give back to the Cortez community.
So you mentioned you guys perform a lot of your own original music. What is your creative process like when coming up with a song as a group?
We never come up with a song as a group. Individuals write the song and bring it to the table cooked.
And what happens is sometimes whoever has written the song will have an idea of the arrangement. Okay, and I'd like this feel, or I'd like you to play this. And then where solos might appear in the music. But the great thing about this that is unique, I feel, is that there's no leader. Mm. It's all by consensus. Mm. It's all a collaborative, cooperative process. And sometimes we'll ask each other, oh, how does this feel when I play this? Or what sort of feel are you looking for here? Or something like that. But it really is a very much a non-led group, other than we're pretty clear about how we want things to feel and then give each other the creative opportunity to come up with each of our own parts.
Yeah, we're all able to be like comfortable and accept critical, like constructive criticism and take that and further ourselves and work and collaborate to make the music better for the greater good.
Yeah.
We all take turns driving the bus.
And everything is a unanimous decision or we don't do it.
What I could just say quickly is that it feels like this is a very safe space, and it's not ego-driven.
Good. And that's important to be able to get something that's really creatively pure. I want to ask, since y'all have been playing so long together...
800 times. If you count our practices, 40 a year at least, 800 times, bro.
Wow. Okay, so what's the key to keeping a band together over the long term?
Unanimous votes. Everybody's vote counts. I think that's the number one.
Yeah.
And
consensus.
Everyone's outlook is appreciated and is taken into consideration. No one is thrown to the wayside.
Yeah. And if somebody's really not comfortable with something, they can veto it.
Cool. I like that. What are some challenges of playing, you know, and trying to build something together as a team with so many different voices and in such a democratic way?
I think each person, like Garden was saying, each person brings their own song to the table. So that person who's their song, when they're driving the bus, they have the say of how they want it to go, or specifics of how the song might go. And those might be exercised or might not, but... And then everyone's fine with that. We're all good with that. So it's great. We play this song and we do it that way. And we play. There's one song of mine, though, Heat Bag, that I just couldn't really quite finish. Or just I had it, but just couldn't. So we've been bouncing it around now for a few months at least. And it's the whole band, I think, has helped that song actually become a full song. So that even though it was mostly written, I feel like without the whole band working on it together, it would have never actually came to fruition.
Songs change over time. I have a song that we played one way for 10 years, and then we discovered a whole new part of it. And the song grew after 10 years of playing it. Same song, but bigger. It's neat. Yeah. I don't know how bands go to the studio and write music for the album. The songs are so new. How can you know the song? Like, you haven't grown your song.
Yeah.
Whereas we bring songs that we've been growing for 20 years.
And then we are continually refining them as time goes on.
Because they're alive. The songs have spirit. Yeah. And we keep them alive by playing them. And
Cool. I like that. What's the date of the upcoming show and when does it start?
It's Saturday, June 3rd. And the doors open at 8. We'll have some DJ action probably by 8:30. And we hope to take the stage maybe around 9-ish, somewhere around there, and continue on. We will have, like, for us, two long, at least an hour-long sets of primarily original music, all danceable, all groove-oriented, all designed to get, hopefully, people moving. And then the DJs will augment that. And we're really thrilled to have Johnny Waffles, DJ Sarsaparilla, and, of course, Aspen King to do a lot to make the experience a really enjoyable night.
I'm stoked for the show, and thanks for talking with me all.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cool.
Louis Belcour, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.